Yes. Ow! We're going to shout out loud, huh? Yes, we are. Magical time. So, I don't know if you guys ever kind of do charades where you know someone acts a certain way, then you guess what it is. Remember that? Okay. So it's going to be a test. Now, was that the best costume ever? Woo! Lady Liberty, come on up. Linda. It was absolutely incredible. It was a work of art. It's brilliant. Truly brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh.
I mentioned astrology earlier. And the neat thing is that, of course, today's the 6th. Magically, in 20 more days, someone's birthday.
Hi, David, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, we can
August
see
26th.
It. Oh,
yes.
Poor
August 26th.
Now I'm going to be a birthday cake, so join me. Happy birthday to
now
you.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeffrey. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Sorry about that. And welcome, everybody. Oh, we have some real costumes today. I hadn't noticed sitting back over there. Very nice. Adamus would love it. Oh, my God. We'll have to have everybody in a costume today. Go ahead and stand up so the cameras can show you. Nice, Garrett, sit down.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
I always wonder about people just tuning in for the first time, thinking that, you know, they read this was kind of a spiritual webcast, spiritual gathering, and they're looking like, my God. But, you know, we like to have fun. Actually, I have some photographs today from our recent trip to Sydney, Australia. You'll see we had a grand time. But the one thing about Chambra is they do like to move some energy. And, you know, right now it's particularly interesting out there. A lot of stuff going on. And if you can't laugh about it, you can't have some fun, I think it'll just roll over you like a steamroller.
I can't laugh at some of it. It's gone over my limit. I just think we should throw them all out and start over.
I bet you Adamus gets you laughing today.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, no. People laughing at you today. Yeah, that's
okay.
One of the two.
Okay.
Anyway, well, speaking of Adamus, I feel a little itchy right now. I just feel like scratchy.
Itchy what?
Just itchy.
Oh, itchy.
It's like...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Adamus started talking early this morning, early being about 12:45, and then again at 3, and then again at 5. And he's like, what? You had to get up to go to the bathroom anyway. So I'm just going to urinate with you. And
no, urinate.
But all morning, he's just been kind of wanting to come in. He actually asked if we could put the slides off till later, and I said no. I took a position, damn it. I said no.
There's going to be a consequence for that. Almost for sure,
but
a consequence.
If he would ask me on Thursday night before I ever start working on the slides, and I'd be like, okay, I have an excuse. Be standing here right now saying, Adamus wants to talk, so I didn't do any slides. Sorry, we'll look at the internet instead. But he waits until I'm in the shower, the morning of the shower, to say, I think I'm ready. And it's like, I'm not. And between Adamus in the shower and then Linda walking in and handing me the phone while I'm in the shower, really, honest to God.
I did not do that today. I did not do that today.
You came in with your notepad today in the shower.
No, you were grooming.
Just out of the shower.
He was grooming, and he had both of his shavers out, you know, checking out where does he go. Yeah. And
Linda walks in with a notepad, and it's like, this is off limits.
Oh, Okay, if we're sharing. Okay, so.
I think we're gonna.
Okay. Okay.
Let's do some breathing. Let's meditate.
So I walked in and I said, you got a choice. We either can talk for one moment now because there's some things I need to know before the meeting, or we can do it while you're going through the closet saying, oh, Adamus, what should I wear? What should I wear?
That's true. No, but it wasn't quite like that.
Adamus says, what should I do? What should I do?
No. I had been down here earlier with bringing the trailer down, doing a little to set up, and I noticed it was really warm. So as I was going through my closet, what should I wear? I'm thinking something for, it's warm in here now. I mean, everybody is fanning, and it's zoomtight, and it's going to get warmer. And
oh, baby, because
Adamus
of the temperature and the
heat
outside or inside.
Was trying to pull out suits and ties, and I'm like, no way, I'm going to take a stand here. So it's twice today I took a stand with him. So I don't know, I'm going to have hell to pay during.
Sounds ugly to me.
Pretty impressive, isn't it?
Does not sound pretty.
But he actually.
Wait. So let me finish. So I then had something I had to get to Jeff that he needed. I happened to make the mistake of walking into his dressing bedroom where he was doing the closet shuffle.
Yeah.
And I said,
everything organized by color, by shirt, by, you know, everything.
One question, and Jeff's like, one question? I got to listen to Adamus and you? And it's like, I am not kidding.
It's true.
Kidding.
I had to go upstairs later and apologize.
I can tell you. I can't tell his family, but I can share it with you.
I did.
I'm not kidding.
I did go upstairs and apologize. I said, I'm sorry for being a little rude, but you know, I'm thinking about the meeting, and it's warm outside. We leave early tomorrow morning, haven't even started packing.
Adamus, Jeff, in one ear, Linda, Jeff.
In the other ear. It's like, what am I supposed to do? And then, actually, right when you, before you walked in, I'm going through the closet, and Adamus is wanting to wear a suit and tie. I'm like, no way. I'm in human body. You're a vapor. I mean, come on. And
that you're going to get hit on.
And I
you're a vapor? Ooh, I don't think I'd have gone there. Woo!
I was going through several different Hawaiian shirts, kind of like, you know, Garrett has on today. I was trying to select. And he said, oh, you want to look like Chief Kamana Wanna Channel today? And it's like.
No. He said, do you want to look like, what's his face from Two and a Half Men?
Oh, yeah, Charlie Sheen, yeah. Anyway, well, such is our life. I want to point out the fact as we get
started
today.
Can you feel the conflicts we deal with every moment?
Yeah. Imagine what it's going to be like tonight while I'm trying to pack for our trip. We're going to be gone for about 10 days to Munich, trying to figure out what to wear. Adamus over here in the suits, me over here in the jeans, and we're going to meet in the middle somewhere.
I'm staying away.
I hope. No, I mean, for your sake, because I mean, just
paybacks are hell. You do.
Maybe we should start the channel. Anyway, I wanna point out. Actually, it's a beautiful anniversary.
Yes,
I realized earlier today that it is our 12th anniversary this month of the Crimson Circle. Yeah, 12 years. Unbelievable. And it was on August 21st, I believe, 1999, and just had been channeling Tobias publicly for a few months. We gathered down in Woodland Park, Colorado, on a beautiful day like this, sunshine, wonderfully beautiful. It's down near Colorado Springs, in a teepee, a real teepee. Mostly.
And that's an Indian thing that's shaped like this for the people from outside of the U.S. that have no idea what a teepee is.
No,
they might think it was something
does.
Really. Ooh, baby, I don't
but
know.
An Indian, like a yurt, but not rounded.
That's also toilet paper.
Yurt?
People call teepees
toilet
paper.
Yeah. So we were in the teepee, and it was a large teepee. There was about 22 people there. And
crammed.
It was actually turned out to be a miserable day.
Incredibly dirty.
A storm rolled. Yeah, no it's chairs. Like, you're lucky you have chairs.
On the ground.
I mean, instead of sitting on the ground.
I'm not a ground girl.
A storm rolled in right about the time that the channel with Tobias started. the water was rolling down the hill right into the teepee. They forgot that when you have a fire inside a teepee, you open the thing at the top, and it was smoky. We're choking. It was.
Oh, and let's not talk about the biting ants. Oh, how.
The ants, and then Tobias's message, first official channel, was about your guides departing. And everybody in the teepee, they were pretty
pissed,
experienced metaphysicians, and they were really, and at that point I thought our channeling career was done and over with.
Well, there was a dinner afterwards, and we weren't invited to stay.
That told me something. But this was back in the day when everybody had a lot of spirit guides, and you know whether it was. Five
many
or ten
echelons
or
and tiers.
A thousand or whatever. Ugh. And here Tobias comes along and, you know, could you imagine just for a moment, you know, if we just go back in time 12 years ago, if Tobias, let's say Tobias never come in, let's say it was Adamus right at the start and the first one was about Macchio. Oh, we definitely wouldn't be here. Anyway, 12-year anniversary coming up this month. It's amazing. It's been a journey for all of us. Amazing. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
So anyway, let's get started.
Oh, and our original seating was two lawn chairs on that fireplace. That was our stage.
Kind of like where Dave is sitting right now.
But it was on lawn chairs, plastic lawn chairs. And we sat in a circle.
Yeah, look how far we've come. We're sitting in straight aisles now. We have a webcast. We have all sorts of stuff. So anyway, let's introduce the guests that are with us today.
Okay, we've got Hilde Ringsted. I'm sure I messed that up. From Vadsø, Norway. Ah, welcome.
From Norway.
Woo! Woo! Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Could you say something in Norwegian for us? David will bring you the microphone so we can all hear.
I am very glad for the van.
Ah,
wow.
Okay. And what did that mean?
I'm very glad to be here.
Oh, good. Thank you for being here.
And blessings to Norway.
What part of Norway?
All the way up in north.
Oh, that's way up there. That's
near
way
Bergen?
Up there.
Is that Bergen?
No. Bergen is almost on the bottom.
Yeah. So is it light almost all the time?
In the summer, it's entirely light all day and all night. In winter, entirely dark.
Our special blessings to Norway. Yeah, everyone knows you. That, you know, you've got quite a lot that went on there. And
we've
been sending our love.
So, good. So
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ah, Elena Hernandez. From Spain. Where are you, Elena?
Hi. Welcome. Woo. Yeah. Could you say something in Espanol? That's Spanish.
Spanish?
Spanish.
In Espanol?
Espanol, yeah.
Yes.
To audience on television.
Oh. I don't know that I want to say. I'm so happy to stay here. To feel the energies from home.
Good. I love your T-shirt. I know what it says. Yeah. Spirit is present.
Oh, that's wonderful. How'd you know that?
Because I can read just enough Spanish to get in trouble.
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Glad you're here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Angel Estoy? Estoy's? I'm going to... Close? Okay.
Hello, Angel.
From Spain.
From Spain also.
Well, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Do you want to say hello to anybody listening from Spain?
Hola a todos.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. From Jupiter.
Jupiter?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Damn aliens, they're.
Antoinette Verna, good to see you.
Antoinette, good to see you again.
And man from the unbelievable country of Texas. From Plano, we have Ann Cano.
Hello, Ann. Good to see you again. You're having quite a hot summer down there, aren't you? Yeah. Like, how many days over,
over
100 degrees?
Over 100. No, 30. Four.
I don't know.
A lot.
A lot.
It's hot. Doesn't it feel good to be here in the mountains?
It does, yeah. It's beautiful.
You know, I think right now it's probably maybe 80 degrees out, 78 degrees, and we think it's hot. So, yeah.
Different kind of hot.
How long are you here for?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hoping to stay.
Forever.
Anne was our first sponsor to Japan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Ah, and from Sandy, Utah, we have Jay and Kathleen Hawes. Right over there.
Hello.
Glad you could join us. We'll be hearing more from the launch pad.
Yeah.
Good to see you again. Have we seen you since Hawaii, right? Yes. Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I'll never forget the night in Kauai at the Hindu temple, getting away from the tsunami. Yep.
It'd be nice to forget it.
That was a good life experience.
I prefer the hotel room any day over a car.
Yeah. Or a teepee, yeah. And?
Oh, that's it.
Mm. Well, and
I am aware of two more, though.
Yeah.
Let me mention Taryn and Galen Tinder visiting from Oregon.
So Galen and Taryn, say hi.
Woo!
Ow. Lovely fairy princess.
Good to see you both. I love the outfit, Taryn. Is that is that a butterfly or an angel or an angel butterfly?
It's a fairy.
A fairy.
Fairy. You don't know your characters?
I apparently not.
Oh, Mr. Hoppy.
Okay.
I believe that's it.
Anybody here for the first time? First time ever?
Ah, welcome.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Welcome, everybody. Okay, well, let's do it. Go ahead.
How many of you came along willing or a drag along? That was a joke.
Yeah, it was
a God, I need the joke button.
Yeah.
Okay, ha ha ha.
Anyway, let's take a review of last month
yes.
With the Damas. It was shout number 12 of the next series, and it was called Spirit is Present. We have I Love Your T-Shirt, and actually, Sart, you made up some shirts. Would you want to show everybody what you have over
order.
Here? But you're not wearing one, Sart. Ah, geez, there's a bathroom you could go change, or you could do it right here.
And this, if you all recall, this was Adamus's, said this directly to Sart, and Sart listened to Adamus, unlike some of us.
Yeah, I did my homework.
Yes, you did.
All right, Sart.
Yeah.
And Sart, we have those on sale today.
Yeah, they're on sale. $20.
$20, that's a good deal. Wonderful.
Thank you.
And what sizes do you have?
Medium, large, extra large, 2X, and 3X.
Wow.
Oh, baby.
100% cotton?
I think it's silk.
Silk. Yeah, right. How about hemp? Anyway, they're there on sale. And sorry, you really should be modeling this. I mean, really.
At the break. We'll get him in it in the break.
Okay, at the break.
In the break.
Sorry. All the hooting and cackling out here. Anyway, it was the last in the next series. Gene Tinder put together, again, a fantastic video review of what was said last month, just in case you forgot, in case you didn't do the homework, or in case you weren't here. So sit back, relax, we'll turn out the lights, and we'll get a little update on the last of the next series. Here we go.
Go to the toilet real quick.
You and me.
Yeah.
So, dear Shambra, the resonance that's coming from within you, within all of you.
You're going going to.
It's so simple, so clear. What you are calling out for right now is exactly what you're getting of anything in your life. As you call forth, and this is what we get here, this blend, this message, this different way of doing things, Edith, that you know some people may not resonate with. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not better or worse. It's what you called out for. Therefore, we are that we are. Here we are. So. Outrageous.
Yes.
You look like some of the French women I used to go out with. Or am I just noticing a slight resemblance to the horns on their heads? I don't know. But beautiful indeed. You can't punch the Chandler.
No, that was
beautiful
indeed. I whipped you with my torch.
Let's talk about liberty. And thank you for getting dressed up. The few of you who have, thank you for getting out of the old roles and having some fun. So let's talk about liberty for a little bit while we're on the subject, while this is so close. And I have to, before I launch into my dissertation, I have to remind you that history is one of the greatest fictions of all times. Mm-hmm. Let's take a brief look at the history. Europe was in turmoil for as long as I can remember, but Europe was in particular turmoil in and around the 16 and 1700s. A lot of battles and wars, small, very powerful families controlling a lot of people and their lives, and it couldn't endure anymore. Something had to change. There had to be a change, ultimately, in the balance of the masculine-feminine, which was not very present in Europe at the time, very male-dominated. When I and the others working on it realized that it probably wasn't going to happen, that it was more difficult to clear out the old house and to rebuild it, the House of Europe, we realized that there was a new land, a free land, that had been actually set up, preserved for a long, long, long time, called America. America would become a beacon. It would attract people ultimately from all around the world. The only way this country could have worked out was to have people from all the lands of Europe and from Africa and from Asia and eventually what you now call South America. And it would be indigenous and it would be ones who had been on Earth for a long time and the new ones. They call it the melting pot, but it had to have that balance. Had to have the balance of feminine energy here. And it had to be tolerant, even of religious organizations. Had to be tolerant of the church. So, dear Chambra, this country was designed as a beacon to radiate out to all the other lands, all throughout Europe, throughout Africa, Asia, all throughout the world, what this freedom could be. We're now going to go back to Atlantis. We're going to go back there because Atlantis represented basically the second era of humanity. Lemuria first, Atlantis second. Atlantean society really had no concept of God. They were searching for source, but not in what you think in spiritual terms. They started staring off into the sky. You started staring off into the sky saying, it's got to be out there because we haven't found it here. It's got to be out there somewhere in this magic sky, the stars at night. And they began to do actually a lot of interesting things. The original astronomy and astrologies came out of Atlantis. But as they were doing all this star searching, again, looking for source, and it was time, it was the evolution of that era, things started unwinding. Things started breaking down in Atlantis. Now, you could say that, it was caused by Azeroth-Tammuz and the wars and the sexual energy imbalance. Those things came in response in response, just like things coming to you in response. Those things came in response to the call from consciousness, the call from within for the next evolution, the next spiral, the next grand step. Is that started to fall apart for good reason, started to deteriorate? The Atlanteans, the humans that were left, went underground. They did indeed. There were very, very few who could even survive on the surface of Earth at the time. It was violent with fires and floods and storms, kind of like now. They went underground. But the metaphor, the symbolism, is very, very important here, because it was an evolution of an era. I've been looking off into the stars for the answer. It was time to get real, to get down into the ground, to get connected with Gaia. One of the problems with Lemuria is the spirit in a physical body was so light and airy and couldn't hold itself here, couldn't get grounded. And that carried over even into Atlantis. Now, by going underground, it really bonded that connection with Gaia. So all these changes were part of that. And in the Christos era, it was about beginning to understand the concept of God, of spirit, of source. But source not having to be a place or a thing. Source being always present. Source being you. So the concept of God, spirit, started to proliferate. Those living on the surface now, and those living on the surface, as humans are prone to do, couldn't just settle for a concept of God. They started creating gods of everything. So finally, a wonderful Atlantean, great Atlantean, been quite a leader and known to many of you in your Atlantean days, by the name of Abraham, came around and said, let's knock out all these gods, and let's come down to one God. His concept was very clear, and he was actually quite right. Abram had the concept that it was one God, and this God was a living God, a real God. And the God was of all things. Man distorted that later on and started putting it as a God somewhere else, and that wasn't meant to be. The churches started saying, no, the God, one God absolutely makes it easier on all of us. But that God is somewhere else. God is off in heaven and not here. That really kind of threw the change of this era out of balance in a way. Another way, it provided some good experiences for humans. But to this day, God has remained out there. Can't be so anymore. Cannot be so anymore, because as this new era, which we call the new energy era, is evolving, is taking shape, you can't have a God that's someplace else. You got to bring that God home. You got to bring that God here. And that's exactly what's happening on your planet right now. If you want to clear aside all the clutter, all the philosophical, machio, political, and economic discussions, can really get it down to one basic thing. The evolution of this era is about the I am God, a God that's present right here, not living off somewhere else, God that's manifest and walking on earth. And this is the era of spirit is present. Spirit is present. It's a catchy little phrase. My point here right now is that spirit is present. You are present. It's about finally in this era allowing yourself to be the living God. Mm. Not a conceptual God, not a mental God, but spirit present right here. That's the whole evolution unfolding of this era. So, question is, how do you get from here to there? What's that leap? Well, there actually really isn't. What do we do next? How do you get spirit present in the body? How do you live it? Well, you breathe. You integrate it. It's about integrating spirit into this present moment. It's about inviting spirit in from your heart, through your breath, through just stopping for a moment, just taking that pause, and letting Spirit, letting you be present in your life, not in the past, not in the future, not at some other time, without doubt, without doubt. See, consciousness, spirit, present in the now moment, suddenly doesn't need to use the words. Consciousness starts responding directly to other consciousness, not even having to call forth any energy at the moment. It becomes a magical moment. You're not even trying to call in energy. You're not trying to do anything. Energy stays at bay temporarily. Honoring and respecting the breath, the consciousness to consciousness. An amazing thing. That spirit present, where you don't need all the commotion, where you strip it down, where you get into clarity. Thank you, my dear. Yes, would help if I... John's back there like, oh my God. Okay.
Special thanks and acknowledgement to Norma Delaney.
Yeah.
I think it was completely wonderful and perfect that the silent breath...
It was.
Was just, we it heard was. So many good things about that, and we're grateful that Norma can be there to assist all of us in feeling and sensing the conscious breath. The doctor of breath.
So thanks, Norma.
Thank you, Norma.
Okay.
Norma, you should stand up and take a bow. Come on.
Yeah.
Please.
What the heck?
So many of us have learned so much from you, and we thank you.
I learned to breathe. That was important, actually.
And so much more.
Let's take a look at this last month events. And there was one for Linda and I, going to Australia, which we love to do. It's an amazing place. It's a long trip over there, but actually I don't mind. It's nice knowing you're going to go there. Of course, it was winter down under, which was a little chillier. It wasn't like winter here. There was no snow. But actually it was very, very rainy. It was kind of cool. It was like...
It was soggy. I felt like I was never going to dry out. I felt like a wet washcloth. It was just ridiculous.
Oh, it rained so much there. It was the biggest rain in 60 years.
Yeah, 60
and
years.
It wasn't...
Thank you, Adama.
I think we were there 10 days, and I think it rained 7 of those.
Yep.
And it just was raining in sheets. You know, it wasn't just like a drizzle all day, pouring in sheets, and... Every time I buy an umbrella, I go outside and the wind would just rip it in two and I have to go buy another one. I learned not to buy $5 umbrellas because they rip very easy. But in spite of that, it was beautiful. We had a great mystery school there with about 80 from Australia and New Zealand.
We were on located in such a way that we had a view of the harbor, which is where the ferries come in and out from Sydney to Manly. And it was so ridiculous that it was cold. We couldn't do anything. We had our computers set up on the dining table. We could sell the window. Jeff go, oh, my God, the boats would be going not just up and down, but sideways and rolling. And Jeff goes, look, look, you'd be vomiting, Linda. That was our entertainment.
The waves were huge.
Unbelievable.
I mean, anybody here that's been on the Kauai trip when we do the dolphin watching, you know, but you know it's going to be wavy and you're ready for it, kind of. But to get on a ferry and have the same up and down, anyway, it was
entertaining.
Fun mystery school. I've got some photos from it. It was a 3-day mystery school, and a beautiful shot of the opera house. Manly is kind of across the harbor, and we saw a lot of rainbows because it was raining so much.
Double-sided. That rainbow, actually, you could see it from both sides hitting the ground. It was beautiful.
And I don't know if the shot shows it real well, but in spite of the huge waves and the bad weather, the surfers, these are surfers out there, they love the bad weather because the surf's up.
Oh, and let me take it further. You know, the Australians are some of the most irreverent, cheeky people you will ever meet. Adorably lovely people. But also understand, there were big signs up on the beach saying, dangerous surf. Do not go into the water.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine the getting in there. I mean, it was overwhelming. We were in a little community center. It was kind of like this. You know, it was a community center. It wasn't a hotel room. So I had a really good feeling. It was
really
right
good.
In Manly, which is kind of a little community with a lot of coffee shops and restaurants and really, really quite charming.
A lot of families, mothers walking their babies. Everybody's pregnant there. And quite something, actually. And, you know, and young men. And then my favorite are some of the surfers. These would be old men running out to the beach with their skin blowing behind them. I mean, it was just like unbelievable.
That's a terrible visual. But
I
had some great shots, and I misplaced my camera. So these were from Facebook from some of the attendees. But some of the ones I wanted to show with the whole group. This is Marissa Calvi, our sponsor, and she also channeled Kathumi. She's written a couple of beautiful Kathumi books, if you get a chance to read them. Marissa, this was her first time channeling in front of a large group, and 80 people. That's intimidating. She was impeccable.
She did an amazing job.
Yeah. So a special thanks to Marissa.
By the way, the Australians are the only country, I know they're not the only ones, but it's the only country that we visit that I'm aware of that actually hunts their national animal. The kangaroo. They hunt them. They think they're a pest.
We went out to dinner one night, and somebody suggested that I order the kangaroo pizza. And I'm like, I don't think so. There's just something wrong with that.
Not right.
Yeah, like be ordering an eagle omelet or something. It's like we had some great channels with Adamus. And he was given, as people know, he likes hats. So the Aussies gave Adamus one of these hats.
These are not a joke. See, these are actually, that or they just are laughing really hard at us because it is a joke and we're still falling for it.
I thought this was in case your hat blew off in the water and then it would float.
No.
And I realized later this is to keep the mosquitoes off your face.
It's a joke,
place,
right? They're laughing going, I can't believe they're
they
wearing those on film.
But anytime there's mosquitoes that plentiful that you have to wear a hat like this,
go.
I don't think I want to live there.
Yeah. Leave.
Anyway, it was a blast.
They're
Adamus
survivors.
Had a good time with it.
They're survivors.
The flies. The flies. Mosquitoes, flies. All the same. And then do you have to wear the fringe on your clothes and keep it off you? One of the fun things, somebody gave Adamus a bottle.
Oh, my God.
A bottle of Saint Germain liqueur. If you've never had it, it's made out of the elderflower. It's made in France, of course. So they gave this as a gift. It was like after lunch, and they just set it up on the table here. Well,
actually, Jeff, a man did present it. He he said, I have a gift for Adamus. I hope he likes it. And then we set it up there.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, during the channel, Adamus opened it and started drinking. And yeah.
And do we have a problem?
Then he passed it around. Everybody in the room, it went from one to the other to the other until everybody had a chance. You notice the bottle is getting a little lower as we go around. All 80 people, no glasses, just straight out of the just straight out of the bottle. And we finished the thing off. There was just a hit left. And then afterwards, of course, everybody's singing and dancing.
Now,
and
just remember, they call each other mate. It's not shipmate. It's cellmate. But they call each other mate. And again, it was one bottle. Now, how much of a party group, how much of a party personality do they have to be able to weigh, you know, measure that, okay, we can get 80 sips out of this if we all are very conscious.
It was like the fish and loaves thing, you know. You just pass it around, it'll work out.
I could not believe it. Of course, Jeff's still channeling, and I'm watching this and thinking, nah, that person's not going to do it. And like, it was just like, there
young
were
people,
only,
old people.
There were only a couple exceptions, but almost every single one.
Of course, afterwards they went a little crazy in town here and having a little bit too much fun, but these are water fountains and kind of hard to see the shot. But anyway.
Stuck?
I think we may have a battery situation. Oh, there we go. Okay. Now, he wasn't with our group. but he could have been. It's a didge player downtown in Sydney. This is a little shot of Manly. It's across the harbor from Sydney. It's a really beautiful, beautiful area. We love going there.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
Group had a blast. And like Linda said, there is kind of an attitude.
Yeah. It's so fun.
And I think we're going to need a replacement battery. It's like barely working, and like I said, a lot of rainbows.
This is an infamous tree that was planted because it makes great ship masts.
Yes.
Like, and they're very straight. Very manly-ish.
Eking out the last of the battery. Oh, and the cockatoos, they're everywhere, and they're just coming land in your balcony. They make a lot of noise.
A lot of noise.
Kind of screeching, but they're... And
they're probably a chamber bird.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah. Oh, do you just want to hit it from the back there? Thank you. So that was our trip to Sydney. It was a great time. In spite of the rain, we had a really good time with everybody. I'll see if I can get one more advance out of here. I think we're having an energy crisis.
Thank you.
Okay. Now let's take a look at upcoming, where we're going. We'll go through this rather quickly, but just to give you an idea of upcoming trips and events, in case you're interested in signing them up. Why don't you just do a manual on that? Thank you. Start out with Linda and I are leaving tomorrow morning. Norm and Garrett are leaving in the next day or two. We're going to converge on Munich for the Advanced SES. This is sold out, and we will be giving Advanced SES here in the U.S., probably South America, probably Australia, a few other places.
We really try to make an effort that when something like this comes is started to be released, it evolves. And we notice that it evolves with the energy of each group, because your energy does become part of it. And then ultimately, we'll do it in the U.S. and probably go somewhere else with it.
Yep. So that's next weekend, as a matter of fact. Next Friday, Saturday. Next Sunday is Adamus' first Body of Consciousness workshop, also in Munich. And that's about the integration of the body, mind, spirit, the integration of all of us into our true self. So that'll be kind of interesting
He keeps evolving, and it just, I guess that's the most exciting part, is it kind of doesn't matter what we call it in some ways.
Yeah, and
each thing has its own evolution.
When some people say, well, what is the mystery school?
It's a mystery!
It's a mystery because we don't know until we get there, but everyone is different. The one in Australia was very, very different, the whole concept and direction of any other one we've given. And we only had three people walk out the first morning. They'd come there thinking they were going to see Saint Germain.
Jeff wasn't wearing enough
purple. And they saw Adamus. So, yes, they left at lunch. And Oh, I forgot the last slide was teacher gathering a week from Monday in Munich. We've got about 70 or 75 teachers coming to that. And I don't know if there's any space left.
It's just about full. The room is full.
Yeah. September, for those of you who are already going, of course, you know that it's time for the Midsummer New Energy Conference. And it's always a great party, good speakers and presenters, a lot of good information, but everybody really has a good time. And this year, with it being downtown Santa Fe, it's going to be really special because it's festival time. A fiesta? Festival?
Santa Fe is great fun anyways. And to find out that the locals come out in costume and participate and the music and the food is stunning and that it's going to... And we've never been able to be right off the square before. So this should really, really be fun. If you're not there...
You're going to miss it.
You're going to miss it.
Yeah. There's a great lineup of speakers. Dee Wallace, who does... she's an author and does a lot of healing work. Sandra Ingerman, who's kind of a new energy shaman. I'm really looking forward to meeting her. I've read some of her material. It's really good. Jim Self, who we've kind of connected with recently. He doesn't do direct channeling, but he's always working with the entities. And he's
very connected.
Very, very connected. Very good work. So we've done some radio shows with him. I like his work a lot.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Wolfing von Rohr from Germany. So
Wolfopedia.
Yeah, we're going to see Wolfing next week, and then he'll be at the conference. So that'll be good. Lee Harris, who happens to be here right now. And Lee, would you mind standing up so everyone can see you?
So. Good to see you.
And I have to mention that also Lee will be working with Adamus. Zachariah will be working with Adamus later today for questions and answers. So if you have any questions, get them ready. We'll do them live with the microphone. You can ask Zachariah or Adamus or both.
If you dare.
So that'll be kind of fun. Be a lot of fun. We've worked together before, so it's very, very comfortable and compatible. And are you excited? Yeah. Are you ready for some tough questions? This is Shamba. They're going to ask some tough questions. They're going to ask.
I've been briefed.
You've been briefed. Yeah.
We love your work. Yeah. We love your work.
So we'll see you again. You just got here about 2 weeks ago to the Boulder area, and you're going to be staying through the summer?
Mid-October,
great. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
You do like quite a few private sessions too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Every week.
Every week. So are you doing private? I'll go back to you. Oh. Are you doing private sessions here while you're here in Boulder?
I work with people abroad, so I do them via Skype and phone, but I'm also doing Boulder sessions on Mondays for people from the local area.
So did you hear that? He's doing sessions here in Boulder, Denver area,
on Mondays.
Yeah. So if you want to book a session, you're here. Also, are you going to do sessions down in Santa Fe?
I'm not sure yet.
It gets pretty busy.
If
and
I do, it will be a few, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He wants to party.
He's like, I'm no fool.
Plus, he does some really beautiful music, and he's going to...
Yeah, you're going to sing as well.
Yeah, we're really excited about that, because we've heard your new album, and it's just gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So good. Thank you for being here. Also, Gerdanovsky will be there giving us his wisdom and wit. Norma Delaney, of course. And Norma, are you going to be doing private sessions in Santa Fe? You will. Okay. So I would suggest that if you want a private session with Norma, you book now because she always sells out.
She gets busy fast.
Get busy fast. And I'll say something in a minute about your other program. Joe Rombolo from The Awakening Zone will be there. And I think he's doing private sessions also. Gene Adrian, one of the hosts on Awakening Zone, an author, healer, does a really good job. Linda Benyo, also known as the Statue of Liberty.
Trouble.
Are you going to do private sessions?
Only with you.
I wanted you to say that.
Come on, you're only and, young once, but you can always be immature.
Friday night is music with Jimmy Statler. We're gonna have a grand time. Saturday night, we left open because there is so much going on down in the square. dancing and music food and food and drink and everything. So we're two blocks from the square.
And the square is actually a relatively nice, beautiful, small area where really you can truly come as a group and celebrate down there.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're still thinking about it, we've extended the early bird special. It's kind of like the old bird now, but it's going through August 10th of the current price at $350 for the whole weekend. After that, it's definitely going up to the
$450
regular price, yeah. A couple of notes on it. If you just can't make it, if it doesn't work out, we are going to do a webcast. We have the full crew coming in. We're going to do all the cameras and everything else. Full webcast of all the activities, including the dancing and music on Friday night. There's a couple different ways that we're doing it this year. It includes, of course, all the activities and the download of all the audio files after. So you get to download all the presenters and the channels, all included in the price. So it's really actually a good deal.
It's a very good deal. We cannot guarantee that you'll get a good web connection. So you will get the downloads.
We've never had any real problems, but we always say you get the download just in case your internet goes out or ours does.
Well, and it's video, which means you probably have to have a really good high-speed connection.
Yeah. But the LiveWeb, jeez. The LiveWeb, I got to do that again. Watch.
Are you dropping bombs?
Boom.
Dropping bombs. Nice.
Yeah. So a personal connection means one to two people listening in, you know, like you and your partner or friend. The whole weekend is $125. Also includes downloading all the presentations later. Group connection, three or more people. There's a lot of places where they gather together in a group and just have a full weekend party. Is $250. So if you're not able to attend, you can listen into the webcast. Quickly, post-conference events, things that are happening right after the conference. Our own Lee Harris doing a workshop called The Magic and Power of You. It's the day after the conference, that Monday. It's right there at the Hilton, so it's very convenient. And Lee, you're going to go from 9:30 to 4:30. Good. Would you mind taking the microphone and just telling us a little bit what you do in the workshop?
It's going to be four sections throughout the day, and there will be channeling in probably three of those. So it will be any of the three Z's. You're never quite sure who's going to turn up. And we'll be looking very
Name
much...
Name the three Z's.
Zachary, Zyadora, and Zachariah. And it will be a combination of energy activation around your magic and power, looking a little bit at the energetics of what's going on in our world at the moment and how to bring your magic and your power to the collective, what we need as a world, what you need as an individual. And there'll be plenty of Q&A too.
Wow.
with the Z's and also with myself. And I'll be supported by my friend Jane Cunningham, who will be doing mind, body, breath meditations through the day.
So I would assume then if you're working with the Dhammas like today, then it's like going from A to Z.
And when we first spoke about it, I assumed it would be Zachary.
Yes.
And then after I had made that decision, I was quite clearly told, no, one of the women wanted to come so that it could be man-woman.
Oh, really?
So, Zachariah.
Which is which?
Zachariah and Zyadora are both the female energies. However, it's interesting because to me, Zachariah is very male as well. So,
right.
That'll
be interesting.
She's
with
very
the
balanced.
Today.
She's kind of like most women today, I think, with a very strong male, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Great. So, and if people want to sign up for your event?
Yeah, it's through our website, which is leeharrisenergy.com.
Leeharrisenergy.com.
I think there's a link on our website, too.
Yeah, there
Probably.
Is.
Probably. Thank
Great.
You.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Whoops.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Okay. Also, the day following the conference, Dr. Michael Brandt, some of you have heard him at some of the other conferences, he has an afternoon workshop called Insights into the New Energy. And Dr. Brandt is very, very smart, very well-read, and knows how to take a lot of the material that we're going through now and put it in context with a lot of things like the Kabbalah, a lot of the ancient text, but give it a very interesting, a very very thoughtful, in-depth insight into it. So that's from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the Hilton in Santa Fe. Also, while you're down there, I can't say enough about SES, and there's a great SES class being handled by Carrie Gallant and Lori Hefner. It's for the 3 days right after the conference. Carrie, stand up. Say hi. And Carrie, you're doing this right at the Hilton.
Yes.
Yes. 3 days. Yeah. Are you excited about it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Life-changing.
What's kind of...
my first ever class.
Really? First ever? Wow. So come out and support Carrie. And SES is such a... it's an amazing course.
Life-changing.
So, thank you. And then finally, the it's actually the weekend after Norma and Garrett are doing the Breath of Inspiration class in Evergreen in the Denver area. And Norma, Garrett, do you want to say something about it?
There you go.
It's a 2-day class, right?
Right. This is a result of some work we've been doing with a group that has been expanding, and they asked us, we need one more. And this opportunity to be... inspire yourself to wake up and breathe and celebrate. So we do, and we have amazing fun with it. So hope you join us. We love Evergreen. Come and see it. Thank you.
Thank you, Norma.
We so think those we're are the... breathing, but a lot of times we're asleep. We just, it's easier just to not be so present.
Absolutely. So those are the post-conference events. October, we're off to a France tour. It's Adama, Sacred Sites, and Wine. So it's...
oh, Lord.
Yeah, and maybe not in that order.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to Chartres.
Lord Adama.
Karnak. These events are always a lot of fun. We're going to tour around in a bus. We've got some great hotels, great places we're going to visit. There's always there's a lot of channeling and a lot of fun on these. So.
And I will say this, that from my experience, that when we do any of these tour-type events, it's always a place where really special things are launched, and you can sense the influence of the energies in these places and that it influences the information that's shared. So if you want a unique and a very special experience where it's truly... all your senses, this is a good trip to consider. We still have a few spaces open.
And there's always a great bonding with the group.
Absolutely.
Which I love. Yeah.
And it's limited to one coach, so people are really together. I hope you like that the whole time.
Yeah. Okay, and then also in October, we're kind of on a whirlwind tour. It's the tour for the new Adama's book, which I still can't pronounce the name of it. But it's actually selling very, very well. It's number 3 right now in the spiritual category on Amazon in Germany. So that's kind of fun. So we're going to be running around with Wolfgang von Rohr. And some of the activities along the way include the Body of Consciousness workshop in Zurich. It's a 2-day, I believe.
Yeah.
Then the Alchemy in Light and Dark. We haven't done this one yet. This is in Vienna, October 19th. As you can see, it's a lot of... moving around, followed by Alchemy of Light and Dark in Berlin on October 21st. How are we going to get from one place to the other? Linda's like, I don't know. Then over to Hamburg on October 23rd for Body of Consciousness. And then in November, finally, the Egypt tour. And I love this shot. I don't know if you can see real well, but Norman and Garrett are getting up on the camel there. Linda's like, oh, my God, they're going to fall off.
It was quite a sight.
But I know everybody's excited about it. And we're going to, for the group there, we're having a special 11-11-11 dinner the night before we start the tour. So in Egypt, that will be amazing. So let's take a deep breath and hope things stay balanced in Egypt.
Well, actually, I want to say something about that. Truly, they value the tourism. It really is a lifeblood of economy for them. And what's happened since the first time we went is there now is a freeway that goes around Cairo. So we're never really in the real... where the challenges are.
We don't
are,
go right through the heart of town.
Well, where people act up is in Tahrir Square, which is in the middle of town. And so, truthfully, we don't even need to go near there. And that pretty... You're so insulated. It's such a beautiful place that...
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
It's truly amazing.
I can't wait.
I am really excited
about
going back.
Can't wait to get on that boat and go.
Oh, it's just, it's so delightful.
At the end of the Egypt trip, we're doing the first Dreamwalker Life School in Frankfurt. That's almost sold out. So if you're interested in going, Susie, we have a few spaces left. 14 left. Okay, so that's been selling out quickly. And then just added to the schedule the other day, because we had such a grand time in Australia, we are going back. We're going back right after Egypt and Germany.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see these two delirious. We're turning around. We got about 5 days back here, and then we turn around. We're doing a Going Beyond the Mind workshop in Sydney on December 17th.
That'll be easy by the end of the
18th,
year.
Christmas in Australia. It'll be summer there.
Yeah.
So that's the schedule. If you're interested in signing up for any of the events, you can find it on the Crimson Circle website.
Next.
Whew, yeah, moving along. A lot of slides. Who made all these slides? Oh.
Yeah, we wonder who was banging. Jeff.
I'm down there yesterday working away. It's time for the Chambre launch pad, which is always amazing because there is so much creativity going on with Chambre right now. People are actually listening to what Tobias and Adamus said. Even though these are tough times right now, it's the highest time for any project, for any creativity. More energy than ever before. You can either have it kind of put you under, or you can take a deep breath and create something.
Ride the surf.
So we have one that's very near and dear to me. Yes, deep breath. Near and dear is Kathleen Hawes. Went to the first Dreamwalker birth in Taos a number of years ago. Really has embraced that. Put together a book called The Baby Connector. So Kathleen, come on up. Oh, come on up.
What is exciting for us is that Kathleen really did approach this with a great deal of passion. And she immediately felt the need and the importance of this material and immediately started integrating it into the work that she does and immediately started working as an doula, a guide for parents and the potential incoming spirit. And I don't think we've had anybody that has felt any more deeply than you have the importance of Dreamwalker birth, and you're expressing a lot of what you do in this book.
So would you tell us a little bit, first of all, what inspired you to do the book, and then what is it about?
This book is kind of a compilation of the experiences of my clients, but as I was writing this book, I was so struck with how many people were willing. Adamus was willing to bring this school forth. Jeff and Linda were willing to channel it. Norma was willing to bring this breathing in, which is the absolute cornerstone of the Adula work. The Adulas all over the world are willing to do this, just leaping into this. And now clients, they're just trusting. They're trusting that we know how to guide them through. And they're trusting themselves most of all. So really, this is the experience of my clients, and I know the other Adulas, hello, all the other Adulas, would have similar experiences to write about. It's also about creating awareness. This work is here to stay. Yeah. It's the missing piece to pregnancy and childbirth, we feel, as Adulas, so...
Yeah, and how many birth couples have you worked with in the process?
I've worked with 5 couples, and that doesn't sound like very much.
That's a lot of work.
But in a doula world, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
so. Well, because you start working with them generally prior to conception.
Right.
You get them going through some things that were outlined in Dreamwalker Birth, right. A lot of breathing work, and a lot of conscious choice work, because most of the time, birthing is done, well, you know how it's done. I mean, you know, a little bit of that, and then see what happens with the Dreamwalker.
Wow, that was a good male description of it. Really?
Now, I feel like
now that was funny.
Well, you know, I mean, most of the time, it's like it's very done very...
Oh, my God, your Catholicism is coming through.
It's done very unaware. And with Dreamwalker birth, it's saying you can make a conscious choice. So it's not necessarily just karma. You get over that karma hurdle. It's not just some being that's kind of elbowed their way in just because, you know, you got a nice house and, you know, whatever. It's a very conscious connection that starts months and months, even before conception, goes through conception the whole time. You're guiding the parents and you're having them connect with the incoming, which I think Adamus calls the Aglendra, if I'm correct. He had so many words in that. That was a tough one
because
to channel.
Because he did not want people trying to label with old things. He wanted it to be clear.
And then it goes on for at least another 9 months after.
It can. After the birth. Clients can choose how long they want to work with an doula, but there's a chapter that I wrote about infertility, and it was a very beautiful experience with some of my clients, and I worked with them for about 2.5 years. Yeah. Mm. So it is a big commitment, but the payoff is worth every breath in every session, and it is truly a sacred and powerful and transformational work for the baby, for the parents, and it's been for me too.
Kathleen, oh no, you're actually the only mentor teacher for Dreamwalker Birth, but ultimately, what would you say someone will get from reading this book? Who really could benefit from the book?
I would say anyone who knows anybody who's thinking about having a child or knows someone that's pregnant, who's pregnant or even thinking about having a family. This is about creating awareness. But there's also things in the book that we can all apply. Conscious choice, setting up a new partnership with your body. Mm. It's not, yes, it's geared toward creating awareness around the doula work. But it's Chambra. It is Crimson Circle. It is our stuff. And it's right in there for the world to see.
It sounds like it would be a good gift actually for non-Chambra, for people that don't know very much about Crimson Circle, but definitely could use spiritual insights about the birthing process.
Absolutely. Only one set of clients have been Chambra of mine. Mm. They've all been just willing to take this leap into Chambra land and with an doula, and most of my classes are non-Chambra people too. So yes, it is creating awareness. I actually gave this book to a group of midwives in Denver yesterday, and I said, here, just take a look.
Wonderful.
And they are going,
So what is the difference between a doula and a midwife?
A midwife is a medical practitioner who actually delivers the baby.
Right.
Traditional doula is an assistant to the mother and can do labor and delivery help, but is non-medical. And of course, a spiritual doula, we do the connection work, which then really helps everything else from that point on. There's a chapter in here, Potentials for Labor and Delivery. I had one of my clients say, that's what I want to experience. And her story is remarkable. Mm, she took the baton and she ran.
Wow.
She ran so fast, I almost couldn't catch up with her.
Well, that's exciting. And I can feel your passion and your true passion for it. And we talked a lot in Hawaii about it. You know particularly the Dreamwalker birth so well.
She's a mentor teacher trainer.
Absolutely.
The only one in the U.S.
Thank you. People can get your book at...
Oops, very
there small. It is, yes.
www.adulabirth.com. Thank you so much.
Great. Well, let's take a deep breath with Kathleen for her creation, the baby connector. Thank you.
Thank you. Kathleen, do you have any here? Are there any here? There's none.
Yeah. Oh,
and there's some here if you're interested.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much for sharing.
Kathleen. That was great. Okay, moving on. And we're going to be taking a break in about 8 minutes. Ooh. Creations, the Awakening Zone is a creation of Crimson Circle and Chambra. It started on January 1st, working with Joe Rombolo, who many of you here have met. We collectively created it with the energy, with the commitment to put information out to the world. And I'm amazed at the growth. First of all,
it's wonderful and beautiful.
The staff, and especially Michelle McHale, put together an amazing website for Awakening Zone. It's a really world-class site. You can go there and get archives. You can join shows that are on the air. You can get information about the hosts and the guests. And it's easy to use, and I love it, I mean, because it's so easy. But one of the things I...
You do have to register to log in if you want to go in the chat rooms. And, okay, I'm not a very good chat room person, but I have to admit, I really like the chat
you
room
like
and the way
he's
on.
Oh, yeah,
I never
yeah.
knew it could happen.
Linda's on the shows, and she's in the chat, and I'm looking at her like, pay attention, you know, we got to do the show. And she's in there chatting.
No, I'm paying attention and watching the chat room. Hello, I'm ADD.
Anyway, I wanted to announce that this coming week we're going to hit 500,000 listeners. Ooh. On Awakening Zone since
January.
Is that
amazing?
Who would have thought?
I would have imagined it.
We're right now at about 480,000 with a volume that we're doing. We should probably hit 500,000 about Wednesday or Thursday. And some shows are, there's, you know, 500 to 1,000 listeners. Some of the shows, there's 10,000 listeners. It's really been great.
It's amazing because the only guideline, as you've heard, is the information has to be self-empowering. And we're really proud of that.
Oh, there's information. There's shows on there about aliens and Palladians. And people will write and say, well, I didn't think Adamus liked that. And it's like, you know, this isn't Adamus's. This is, you know, we're trying to give people a kind of a full buffet of everything out there, and it's, you won't see Crimson Circle plastered all over it. It's not, you know, a promotional thing to get people to Crimson Circle. It's really just to put our energy and new ideas, new information out there. One of our focuses lately has been getting more international shows. We have a lot of shows in English, but we're starting more shows, and coming up in the next month or so.
Yeah, we're proud
month
of this.
Or so.
We're just trying to put more opportunity out there, and oh, yeah. This is really cool. These are Crimson Circle teachers, Danish. We're doing with Anne and Finn Anderson starting August 10th.
Yeah. And then after that?
Spanish with Robert and Silvia Mendoza. They're starting August 14th. We're excited about that. They have quite a lot going on. And teachers again, Spanish, we have Malu Gaxiola and Raisa Prezios. That's August 16th.
And then coming after that.
Oh, I'm going to blow this. We have a French show being done by Kata. And Kata, I'm not going to say your name wrong, so okay. I'm just going to say our dear Kata, who actually is from Hungary.
And that starts
September 13th. We yep. love you, Kata.
So that's just a quick update on Awake. Oh, one
oh,
more I forgot about.
Yet. And in Dutch, we have Epi and Nelke Kaiser, September 6th. And if you all remember, we've several events. Epi has been there, and he does just amazing energy
really,
movement
yeah.
and healing work. We're really excited. And you can hear it and feel it. I mean, several of us have experienced him. We're excited about that.
So we have shows right now all around the world. I think over 40, probably 50 hosts, a variety of languages. It's amazing.
It's growing. And quite honestly, the biggest challenge is just keeping up with it.
So that was a little update on Awakening Zone. Make sure to tune in. There's something almost every day. That was Johan that created that little thing. Yep. Okay, moving on. Oh, into the final few minutes, Chambra News.
Oh, this is so important. We got to hurry because we can't miss this. Oh, God, don't miss this.
But there's some good information out here. Let's take a look at what's in Chambra Land. We started a new category in the Chambra Shop called Chambra Classics or Channel Classics. And there's two that are really wonderful classics. I mean, they weren't in the Chambra Shop or haven't been available for a long time. We actually recorded them back on, cassette tapes back in those days.
It was either cassette or it was a little Sony digital format.
But long before we had the technology we do now. One was called Dolphins of the Desert, recorded in Pahrumpf, Nevada, probably about 2002, I think, or 2003. Way back when. It was really interesting.
2003.
It was a very interesting from Tobias. Talked about how that area used to be ocean and the dolphins and why there was a lot of special energy there. But a really good channel.
It was very
the other good. One of my all-time favorites, Winzi the Anasazi, recorded outside of Santa Fe probably 2003. at a private home, although there had to have been about 60 people there.
It was a very large home.
And I love this one because Tobias was talking, saying, the Anasazi are leaving. They're turning things over to you. They're going to come in and do a little dance. It was a beautiful summer afternoon.
Perfect like today.
Perfect like today. The minute he said, welcome them in, this storm came out of nowhere, not just outside, but inside. Stuff was falling off of bookshelves. The wind picked up this.
It was unbelievable.
This wind picked up a 6-foot glass table outside. Everybody was watching as it got lifted in the air, moved over, and then dropped and smashed. And it was just
thousands of pieces.
And you could hear all of this on the tape as it's going on. I mean, the stuff was falling off the bookshelf right behind Linda and I. I was a little worried. Tobias said, just keep channeling.
There were people that were selling the pieces on the internet, the pieces of glass.
They're picking them up later. So anyway, check out the classic section for some great things. Another one, Linda and I just did an update the other day on our Awakening Zone show on July 27th. And it was kind of funny because we both had jet lag. We'd gotten home from Australia the day before, and we were a little delirious. But we did a Sam update.
I think Channel Goodman delirious. You're not resistant.
Yeah, yeah. But this was from information given to us by Adamus. The show's about an hour and a half. If you're interested with what Sam, which is Tobias's next incarnation, is doing, it was touching, it was sweet.
It was nice.
It was really sweet. So that's on the Awakening Zone archives, little Sam update, free of charge, of course. I have to say, speaking of storms, and the shot doesn't show it.
Oh.
So we're doing this update on Sam. The storm rolls in.
We should shut this door real quick to see if you can see it, because it's really
I don't think
a great
you can see
picture.
It. This is a picture somebody took. One of our neighbors actually sent it to Susie, and they said this was the storm cloud right over Jeff and Linda's house. It was like this swirl. During the show, it's thundering and lightning, and everybody could hear it, of course, even listening in online. And then at one point, we went to play a little clip from Tobias that was already preloaded on Awakening Zone. So I activated the button. We sat back to just listen. The huge lightning bolt hit. Power in our house went off, which is like
phones
when you're doing
out.
A show, it's like you're out of...
Computers went out.
Computers, phones, everything went out. It's like, what do we do? So I'm logging back into the show, calling desperately as soon as the power came back. We didn't miss a beat because the
recording
tape
was playing in the background.
Your worst nightmare as a radio host. What happens?
It was kind of alarming
with
all the lightning bolts while we were doing it.
Yeah.
But you could hear the thunder.
Every time you said Adamus, the lightning would strike. That was true. It was funny. Anyway, one other kind of fun thing to mention on Facebook. How many here are on Facebook? Not everyone, as many as I thought. You can now get these cool things called pick badges. It's a little badge you put on your picture. Jean Tinder found out about this the other day. She created 4 different badges, and you just go to pickbadge.com. You select the one that you want, and it shows up on your profile picture. It's kind of cool. So we've got Crimson Circle, I Am God Also. It should say I Am That I Am, and Chambra. And I would say in what Jean, like, 4 days now, there's like 1,000 users, something like that?
At least 800.
At least 800, a lot. Yeah. It's free. You just put it on your Facebook picture. So with that, okay, almost time for a break. I got it down to within 1 minute. It's always a pet peeve of mine. You go see all these, you go to different towns and see a lot of dirty buses. Can we get the lights off for this just so we could see it a little better? Typical, so I got 1 minute. Typical dirty bus. I really like, some people are actually getting very creative. These are real paintings, real promotion. I love it because a little creativity.
Very
this
clever.
Is a bus for a zoo wrapped up by a snake. These are actual real paintings, not retouched. I love this one. Good promotion for Duracell batteries. I'm not sure what this is promoting, but it's cute.
It's Asian.
Yeah, it's Asian. This one I love. Advertising the airport bus. This one for a flexible toothbrush. You know how you have these accordion buses sometimes? Somebody took good artistic license with that. This one,
oh.
I don't know what it's advertising, but it's surely effective. No, this one is must be for accordion lessons. Very, very clever. Linda liked this one. About quitting smoking, they put it right near the exhaust thing on the bus. This is really good. This is for career builders. Somebody had to really be very creative to think about that. And then the next one, I think, is my all-time favorite. So with that, it's about time to take a break. And we just want to thank and to mention all of the advanced studies teachers.
Really, these are amazing people. These are people that have experienced some of the different major topics that have been channeled and found that they found the material life-changing enough and passionate enough that they wanted to teach it. So we have certified teachers that are amazing people, literally all the world, almost on every continent. And we have sexual energy schools, aspectology, the three dreamwalkers, there's dreamwalker birth, death, ascension, new energy syncretize, and discovering your passion is the newest. And we will continue to offer things. Please go to our website and look up advanced studies, and you can see what's available in your area. And if it's not available, contact us. And there are numbers of teachers that will come to you if we can put a group together. A good example would be David and Sandra Bennett did the first classes ever in South Africa. Thank you. We have really amazing people doing this work.
So it's been 12 incredible years, and it would not have been possible without the people who are really behind this, including the Crimson Circle Angels, the teachers, the translators, the website hosts, the workshop hosts, the Crimson Circle staff, of course, and all of you. So
thank you all.
A really special hand. And to the crew that comes in here once a month and gets all this going, how about a big hand for everybody? Woo! So it's time for a break, and we're going to come back in about 22 minutes, so load up on that chocolate and that food that's in the back. Enjoy the weather. Get out and get some fresh air. We'll see you in just a bit.
Thank you, everyone.